My mother suffered the death of her firstborn son, Georgie, when he was 13 months old. He died in a car accident while sitting on her lap. She grieved for the rest of her 50-some years. In 1948, there were no support groups or therapists or antidepressants. Her family didn't pause to process their feelings. Throughout her life, my mom was often sad, sometimes distant, easily agitated, and occasionally depressed. As a child, a teen, even as an adult, I didn't know quite what to make of it all. Now, I regard her as one of the strongest, most courageous women I've ever known. Suffering an unspeakable loss, she woke up one day and began to walk, talk, and breathe again. She dared to have another child, and another, and another, giving us life and all the love she had left to muster. Her capacity to hope after having been crushed, her ability to come back when she might have gone under, her resilience could only have been a grace born of a power beyond her own. It was nothing less than resurrection. In recent days, I've observed and listened to mothers whose sons, their firstborn sons, their only sons, have died violently, and mothers of black, brown, and biracial children who are terrified because they feel so powerless to protect them. North Minneapolis itself these days is an anxious and grieving mother. We are suffering the death of our children and shaken by our powerlessness to protect them. Even the wisest among us, seasoned and skillful professional helpers, don't know what to do to make it stop. Yet stop it we must. St. Paul says today that if we're satisfied with life as it is, we are the most pitiable of all people. Christians are created for so much more. We have in our DNA the capacity for community and profess a gospel that prizes the common good. Perhaps we start by simply being with one another, person to person, house to house, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, church by church, and build a stronger, more courageous body. We also have resurrection in our DNA. It is the capacity to hope after being crushed, the ability to come back when we might have gone under, a resilience, a grace born of a power beyond our own. It's the power, Jesus says, with a straight face, that brings those who weep to laughter. It's the power that impels us forward. It's the power that may be our best hope, our only hope.